Xhaka. Brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the
VAR
show. With your host that does the most.
Yeah.
Even when he's making toast.
Ooh.
The one, the only DJ Stones. And with me over here is
the man on fleek, always slick, always clicks, DJ Sticks.
Yeah, and boy, do we have a good show for you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we've got a good show for you. But before we go into anything, let us enjoy these tunes.
Welcome to paradise.
I can feel the cold water. I can finally hear you calling. I see the morning, yeah. Dying running from the moment, yeah. I'm coming out of cold.
Time and time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more. Got them casted down. You cast them down to the flow. I'm done with the flesh. I let the spirit take control.
Standing in the way, though this ain't a show. You don't run away. Be right here, you so close. Yeah, I'm down deep in the ocean below.
Spirit inside me, peace for the broken, glad you found me. This is our moment, I'm not drowning. Baptized with your love all around me.
I can feel the cold water. I can finally hear you calling. I think I see the morning, yeah. Done running from the moment, yeah. I'm coming out of cold water.
Cold water for my broken heart.
About that water, I could feel the peace inside. God, you showed me who I am. Done listening to lies, I wanna be me.
Realize that I'm free. I ain't never going back. Now I'm off of my leash. Gave Christ my burdens. There ain't nothing else to keep. Done living in defeat. He woke me up from my sleep. Yeah.
Beautiful silent spirit inside me. Peace for the broken. Glad you found me. This is our moment. I'm baptized with your love all around me.
I can feel the cold water. I can finally hear you calling. I think I see the morning. Yeah. Done running from the moment. Yeah. I'm coming out of cold water.
Cold water for my broken heart.
What a jam.
What a jam. We are back and yeah. We're going to hop into some of the hottest transfer news and rumors.
It is almost transfer season.
It's almost transfer season.
Or is it transfer season?
Well, people are making transfers, but I think a lot of them only officiate in the 1st of July.
Okay. So the window's opening slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
People are just cranking it up.
Cranking it up, you know.
You know.
Want the fresh air.
So, Robert Lewandowski wants to join Barcelona.
Mm.
And there were speculations of Liverpool also wanting to get him to their club. But yeah. It's looking more and more likely he's going to join Barcelona. The problem is that it's still not easy to reach an agreement with Bayern Munich.
Yeah. Bayern's owner isn't too keen on letting the Polish striker go.
Yep.
As he still has, I think, one more year.
in his contract.
Left in his contract.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't blame him, though, because he is lethal for the German machine.
Yeah. You know what I would have done? But I guess it also came out a bit too late.
Yeah.
I would have sold him and got Karim Adeyemi.
Yeah.
Because that could be the next 4 years of a top class goal scorer you have.
And he's young, he's fast, speed. You know?
So the same as you got Lewandowski when he was but young. Yeah. You then have Adeyemi and you start building around him.
Lower wage, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So Ten Hag has Donny van de Beek in his plans next season. Oh.
That's cool. That's
finally.
Literally for Donny last season, we said he has to leave. It's either he leaves or somehow they find a way to use him.
Yeah, and they're going to find a way to use him on the bench.
If there's one man. No ways, man. If there's one man who can use Donny van de Beek, it's Ten Hag.
Yeah.
So his prayers have been answered there, Donny.
And it's going to be quite interesting to see because obviously on the other hand, something we're going to talk about just now is the whole thing with Frankie de Jong.
Okay.
Yeah, but having a double pivot with... Frankie de Jong Donny van de Beek will actually be very interesting to see because they both press very high up in the field, you know.
Mm.
So that's a lot of pressing happening in the opponent's half, which is very good, don't get me wrong. But that means we need to have very good defenders to follow up.
Yeah.
Because once that ball passes those two midfielders, it now comes down to our high-line defenders to ensure that they can either slow down play long enough for the team to come back, or they can stop play, like they can get that ball, you know.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good picture for this is Liverpool.
Yeah.
You see how Liverpool plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they press you completely in your side.
In your half.
And then they have sometimes Matip and Van Dijk. Sometimes it's, I forgot this new defender's name.
Matip and Konate.
Sometimes Konate and Van Dijk.
Yeah.
But then what they either do is they try slow down play or they go in and get the ball. And they'll have to get the ball because if you pass those two guys, you're literally just running straight into a one-on-one with the goalkeeper.
And Trent is normally on the other opposition's box.
Yep.
So
it literally comes down to the two centre-backs.
You know? Interesting. Interesting to see. But one thing for sure, I am excited about Ten Hag because like we said, when a new manager comes in, a clear out has to happen. The manager has to come in and say, okay, cool, this is what you had, but now this is what I want.
Yep.
And literally clear out.
And it's quite interesting because one of the players that's coming in now is the player we're talking about, the Frankie de Jong.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see because if we can get him in, if we can lock him down to a contract, and it's looking more likely,
okay,
you know,
cool,
with Barcelona not signing that contract to sell their media, their filming rights, you know, their media rights away, and they're no more going to do these things where they're going to sell portions of their of Barcelona out to people so they can make money. I think the furthest they're going to do, and the way they stopped was the whole thing with the stadium, where it's now called the Spotify
Camp
Nou. And now, but with that comes a danger. You know, because as the Barcelona fans are happy that, okay, a lot of the stuff will still be Barcelona's. End of this month, you'll need to have money.
Yeah.
You'll need to have a specific amount of money so that you can not get penalized, number one, by the La Liga. Number two, so that your new transfers can come in. You'll need money. You'll need to at least sell one superstar level player. And the only one who's likely to be sold right now is Frankie de Jong.
Mm-hmm. For 75 more?
Yep.
Alleged.
So United currently look like the best suitors. They look like the people who are really looking at buying. There's no competitor right now.
Yeah, not really.
But it looks like Chelsea wants to get, what's his name? Declan Rice. We're normally looking for a defensive midfielder. So we're now either looking at him. And then the other alternative, but Leeds stayed up. So the other alternative was Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, but him, them staying up.
And also him being from Leeds was a big problem.
You know? Yeah.
Interesting piece of news, right? So this was according to Barca Universal, right? So the 28-year-old Argentinian forward Paulo Dybala is eyeing some of Europe's big clubs, obviously. And these clubs are including Man United, Barcelona, and Real Madrid, as well as Inter Milan. I'm adding as well as Inter Milan, because that's something that's been going on.
Okay, so nice, interesting.
So what are your thoughts?
So with that one, I think that the most possible move for him would be a Man United move. But it all depends on Ten Hag. But then also, remember at Ajax he had Ziyech that he used to use. And if you look at Dybala and Ziyech, they can sort of play the same way.
They got that kind of similar play style.
So I think out of those clubs, Dybala would be looking at a Premier League move.
But remember now, with this Premier League move, he's not going to be playing UEFA for the season.
I think he wouldn't mind.
No. You know, I think like a lot of some players, it's not like the end of the world that they're not going to play UEFA this season.
Yeah.
Obviously, for like Frankie, because it's going to be his second season now not playing UEFA Champions League because Barca didn't qualify. Well, they qualified and never made it through.
They had a very early
exit. Yeah. So obviously now he wants to play. Champions League football.
Yeah.
But now the thing is, United now as a club is getting to a position where they're becoming a good project.
Yeah, they're rebuilding. Very, very, very.
And what that means is now that you it's a place where you're going to fight for your position, but in that your club is getting better and better.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I really think with this one, it's in Manu's court. I think Dybala wouldn't mind coming through that side. And Inter, I don't think he would go there. Because it's in the same league as Juventus, and the fans really love them. So I don't.
On staying on the news of United seems to be very busy.
No, they are, which is cool.
Yeah. And they're now going for Christian Eriksen. Yep.
Wow.
So Man United have joined the race for Christian Eriksen, according to the Daily Mirror.
That is very, very. He also wouldn't mind going. He would definitely like to go to Man United.
I think he would definitely like to go to Man United.
You know, second chance.
And he's a brilliant midfielder.
Yeah.
I think... Now, this is where Barca is going to now crank up the heat a bit on the whole Frankie de Jong situation. Because if we get Christian Eriksen, and then we have Donny van de Beek, right? So those become like our two main midfielders, right? And then behind them, you have your Scott and McTominay. And then we're probably going to bring in other midfielders in as well.
I still have your Fernandes.
No, I'm talking about like your normal mids now.
Like
not attacking mid.
Okay, cool.
Not attacking mid. So you can easily play Eriksen and Van der Beek. Now, that becomes a danger to Barcelona because that means we're not going to really be as interested anymore in De Jong.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes a thing of lower your price or else we don't do the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it becomes that. That's very interesting to see.
Eriksen, that's a good one.
I actually wonder if this is an actual thing that they're planning to do.
That's a good
one. Or if this is something they're doing so that they can bring down the price of De Jong. Because you make it look like, no, United actually doesn't need De Jong.
No, but they don't.
No, but we don't actually. But yeah, but you know. Because I see we get him. We get a defender and we get a striker, and then if we can, depending on money, we get another midfielder just to bring up squad depth. Yeah. I really believe that United will be a good squad for next season.
Yeah, that's cool.
And also like looking at the lights of like what Man City is, what we're gonna have to face against Man City next season. You know, a Haaland, problem, a mechanical issue.
Yeah, it's a. A person who goes for a software update.
You know, not injured.
You don't get injured.
Yep.
No. Android 12. iOS.
But yes, that has been our transfers talk.
Yes.
Before we end, I guess we're going to have to just end with what the title of the show is.
Yeah.
Some international, some international football.
Yes.
So we were having the Nations League this past weekend.
The UEFA Nations League. The League of Nations.
Friendly, I mean, yeah, the League of Nations. And some just some of the matches I'd like to go through. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Yeah.
So the first one was England got beaten by Hungary 1-0.
Yeah.
I don't know how this English team is losing games. This is one of the best teams in the world right now in terms of talent-wise.
Yeah. You can literally compare every single player. Even on the bench, they have a freaking nice bench.
Oh, my word.
And
then another one to look at was Christian Eriksen returning to international football with Denmark.
Yeah.
Beating France 2-1.
This weekend was interesting. But yep. I will speak shortly after we discuss the results. It was a very interesting weekend.
And then the last one I want to look at. Hopefully there's no other important one on that there was there. So the last one I want to look at is Netherlands beating Belgium 4-1. Reason I wanted to look at this one, for all those United supporters who don't believe in De Jong, go give that game a watch.
Yeah.
You'll see how
that's all you need.
Is.
Yeah. Why is this Ten Hag guy wanting this guy so much? Go watch.
Go watch. Then you'll realize.
Go watch the match.
Something that's sad is that Van der Beek is Van der Beek is not even in the starting lineup or bench.
Understandable, though, because of last season.
Yeah, well, yeah, true.
Like game time.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll make it for the World Cup.
Yeah, he should make it for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they play more often in the next season.
But you heard three big countries there. Belgium, England, and France all losing to inferior, in inverted commas, inferior oppositions.
Inferior and...
Yeah.
And Netherlands. Netherlands is a good team.
You know what I'm saying? Compared to Belgium.
Yeah.
Isn't Belgium the number one ranked national team?
That's not really... They're not my number one ranked national team. I don't know how they deserve to stay there.
They're not mine either. But that is some good... It's a good sign for the World Cup, which means the World Cup will be very, very competitive and will actually look at some interesting football.
Yeah, I think what's nice about things like the World Cup is that it happens once every 4 years.
Yeah.
So even if your team has like good, talented players in there, it's not like they play with each other every single day.
No, they don't.
It becomes a bit of a tricky one because, you know, you don't have that proper synergy flowing between your whole team.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's going to be very interesting to see. It's going to be very, very interesting to see. But that's where we end the show.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
We did.
From us.
To you.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated. Stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.
take me in. In the middle of the drought, I gotta trust you, say you. Lord, you comfort the broken. So you, so you, so you. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You comfort the broken. Lord, you comfort the broken.
Thank you.